Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. Welcome to part 5 of our 2019 Avian Awards podcast series, where we break down all the major categories in the biggest award show in porn. You can listen to the first 4 episodes to catch up. We're about a third of the way, I guess, through the categories. You can kind of get a lay of the land if you'd like. This one's going to be a little bit different. I always tell you guys that I like feedback, and I do. You can follow me at Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. Make any comments there you'd like. Also, if you listen to the podcast on my site, rogerviews.com, there's a feedback button there. If you listen to it anywhere else, you can also drop me an email, roger@rogerviews.com. I do love feedback, and actually got some for this episode. So we're going to kind of bracket a couple of categories with 2 emails from the same listener that I found really interesting. So the usual, I am a voter in the Avian Awards. I get to go through this every year. They gave me their blessing to kind of break it down. I will talk about the nominees, some performances maybe that you guys should check out. Do like the feedback. Just please try and keep it positive as much as possible. We don't want to rain on anybody's parade. So without further ado, I'm going to get to this one. Email comes from a listener. Let's call him Ace. I'm not sure if he wants me to use his name, but Ace writes in. It's a rather long email. It is about the last category we covered in part 4, which was on best group scene. So Ace writes, "Hey, Raj, love your podcast." Thank you very much. I'll just go ahead and read it all the way through, not comment. How's that? "Hey, Raj, love your podcast. You usually say you want feedback, so I'll try and send some to find out if you actually read this and even respond. Time will tell. I'm a big fan of orgies. Always love them. Never boring. Always something happening. At least that is how it should be. The best orgy series I've ever seen is Orgy Masters, exactly as I want them. No dialogue. The teasing and the photo will push the orgy starting. The teasing part is extremely important to me. Presenting the talents and introducing the orgy in that way has been a big factor I liked in great orgies. No boring fucking. Speed and great editing is important, but most of all, chemistry between the talent is everything. I did listen to your last podcast about group sex scenes, and I want to post about 2 scenes. I love Greg Lansky and Vixen. Big names in his orgy scene. A Bella Danger is always great, but it was boring. Overworked. Great photo, good female casting, but big names without orgy feeling. It was just another day at the office for these talents. I love several of these talents, but how could Vixen not create an orgy feeling and chemistry with the amount of big names? It is mysterious. I had to jump forward during several parts of that scene. The film is good, but that scene can only be a best group scene if big production is everything. I've seen most of the scenes nominated for best group sex scene. I have been looking for someone brave to produce a fresh version of Orgy Masters. I did listen to you. I did read your review you wrote not long ago, of Fuck Club. No boring dialogue, teasing his intro, and oh my god, Jennifer White. Exclamation, 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 exclamation. You wrote exactly what I feel when watching her in that scene. Her body, her fucking skills. Adriana Chechik had to fight to get attention during that scene. Loved it. Katrina Jade is such a blessing to mankind. Wow, watching Katrina and Jennifer and Adriana fuck all those guys must be the group scene of the year. The speed and intensity of the scene is great. I love Aaliyah Love and her tight little body. Tiffany Watson, can it be true that she did her first orgy scene? Wow, what a girl. After Dark and Fuck Club must be opposites to each other. Big production versus small production. Established company versus new company. Overworked versus more improvised. Less chemistry versus more chemistry. My feeling is that the talents in After Dark did their job on set. Talents in Fuck Club must have loved to be on set that day. Chemistry and intensity in those scenes says it all. Gangbang scenes should be in gangbang category, not in group sex category. Would love to see some response to this." End of email. So there's a lot there, obviously. First of all, thanks, Ace. Appreciate that you love the podcast. I always love to hear that, obviously. And I do want feedback. This is proof. I read it all, and I really like this. It really helps me to kind of address some of the stuff. When I got to go through 97 categories, it starts to sound boring. I get tired of the sound of my own voice. So I want to hear some questions from you. So thank you. And I did ask during the best group sex scene portion of that podcast for feedback specifically from fans of a genre, and you're going to find that a lot in these podcasts. There's stuff that's not really my thing. I want to hear from people who really love a genre to get an idea of what you're looking for, and clearly you are. Orgy Masters, you mentioned that's a great scene, or a great series. And I'm really glad that you picked these two scenes. I didn't get the same feeling that you did from the After Dark orgy. I always like A Bella Danger. Tori Black's in that scene as well. You didn't mention her. Angela White. I thought the energy was really good, and I thought the chemistry was good. I suppose it feels a little different than the orgies that you like, given how you felt about Fuck Club, which I did review and love, and how you feel about Orgy Masters. It's definitely a different kind of a scene. And clearly what they were going for in that was something big and an event scene. And I think that you have to take that into consideration. It was pretty fantastic from that standpoint, and the star power is ridiculous. I liked it better than you did, but I also liked Fuck Club, which you really liked. Jennifer White, I think, is honestly one of the most underrated performers in the business right now. She's always fantastic, and the feedback I got from that review, particularly on Jennifer, I think some people are starting to really get loud about just how great she is, and I'm really happy to see that. So I liked the After Dark scene more than you did. I liked the Fuck Club, it sounds like, as much as you did. So I really appreciate that feedback. I think it's really well thought out. And you express what you like. I do like what you said about gangbang scenes being separate. I mentioned that again. I think it's really hard to compare an orgy to a gangbang. They're very different, and people who like one are not going to like another. That is something that we run into when we're voting for these things. When you've got sort of a mixed category like that, you're obviously going to weight your preferences toward one versus the other. And I think, you know, that definitely, I definitely see that in my ballot, where I see certain genres quite often down near the bottom because I just don't enjoy them as much, especially in scenes. Movies, you can kind of compensate for that by saying, okay, this isn't my genre, but the production values are great. In this case, it's really the sex that carries it. So if you like one type of sex over the other, it's going to reflect. So I'm going to get to your other email at the end of this podcast. I do want to do a couple of categories. So for those following along, go to avn.com/awards, and you can go to the nominees list and sort of read along with us. We are at Best Ingenue Movie, which is, young girl movie. Adventures of the Hookup Hotshot from Evil Angel, Bang Bros 18, number 21 from Bang Bros, Barely Legal 159. From Hustler, Best New Starlets 2018, Elegant Angel, Bratty Teens Like It Rough, Burning Angel, Coming of Age 4, Erotica X, Covet, Red Light District, Dreads, Teenage Devastation, or Teen Devastation from Jules Jordan, Innocence of Youth 10, Digital Sin, Petites 2 from Babes, Pretty Little Sluts from Manuel Ferrara, She's So Small 16 from Porn Pros, Slutty Neighborhood Teens, Perv City, Teen Temptations from Brazzers, and Teens Love Huge Cocks from Reality Kings. A lot of these are very familiar series, obviously, but this is a single movie, and the Elegant Angel sort of star showcases that they do, the multiple star showcases, are always excellent. Best New Starlets is really good. Dread's Teen Devastation, probably tough to beat. It's a great movie. It adds the supersized interracial aspect. That one's excellent if you like that type of movie. The Innocence of Youth, Digital Sin does really beautiful looking, moody movies that fit their genre. This one fits that genre. Their hot wife stuff fits that vibe. So those are excellent. I think in this one, there's four that really kind of stand out. Maybe five. Slutty Neighborhood Teen Sluts, if you just really like hard, nasty gonzo sex. But if you're looking at, I think, three very different movies, Barely Legal 159 from Hustler. Barely Legal, at one time, was one of the most popular series in porn for good reason. I think it's lost a lot of luster, but it's still there. The photography is still beautiful, the girls are cute, and cute little stories. So you've got that. Then you have The Best New Starlets from Elegant Angel, which is just more of a multiple star showcase. And then you've got, like, Dread's Teen Devastation, which is, again, pure interracial gonzo with the biggest dick in porn, and honestly one of the rising stars in Dread, taking on younger talent. And then The Innocence of Youth, like we said, is more moody. So I think you've got four very different types. And you've got a lot of other good movies in there. The Teens Love Huge Cocks stuff from Reality Kings is always kind of fun. It's a little formulaic, but it's a good formula. So there's nothing wrong with repeating yourself if what you're doing is excellent. Next category is Best Interracial Movie. Axel Braun's Brown Sugar 2 from Wicked, Big Black Cock FTW from Burning Angel, A Black Bull from My Hot Wife New Sensations, Blacked Raw Volume 3 from Blacked Raw, The Booty Movie 7 from Archangel, Brown Bunnies 29, Bang Bros, Dread 4 from Jules Jordan, Her First Interracial 4 from Dark X, Interracial Crush 3 from Elegant Angel, Interracial Icon 6 from Blacked, Interracial Threesomes from Dark X, Mandingo Massacre 13, Jules Jordan, My First Interracial 12 from Blacked, My New Black Stepdaddy 23 from Devil's Films, and Once You Go Black, Will It Fit 2 from Video Team. Some good movies here, and again, like the last one, you kind of have different genres. You know, Axel Braun's stuff for Vivid is a little more polished, a little more couples-friendly, while still being hot. Again, the Black Bull from My Hot Wife 2 from New Sensations fits into that genre and plays up to that particular fantasy. You've got another Dread movie here. That's Jules Jordan. Jules, again, has a fantastic formula. It works. He's working really well with Dredd, who honestly is, you know, one of the best new performers in a long time. Obviously, he's helped along by some physical assets that are pretty amazing, but he also has good chemistry with the female performers, and so far has really gotten great performances with pretty much everybody, and that's impressive to me. Blacked has two titles in it. My First Interracial, which I really like the series. Interracial Icon has some really great star power, though. So I guess of those two, I really liked My First Interracial 12. Overall, as a series, I think I like Interracial Icon, but this isn't a series award. Mandingo Massacre 13, also from Jules Jordan. Again, the Mandingo movies and the Dread movies are very similar. They appeal to a similar audience. They have great male leads. I think right now there's a little more energy from Dredd. He certainly has sort of the shiny new toy feeling. That's good. The Blacked Raw, I think it's a cool concept. The sort of handheld stuff, the cell phone type footage mixed with eventually, although it's a little more dimly lit, the beautiful stuff that Lansky does for Blacked Raw. If I'm looking for kind of a surprise movie here, honestly, the ones I mentioned, the two from Blacked, My First Interracial 12, Mandingo Massacre 13, you might see some voters split the vote. For example, if Dredd's Teen Devastation wins that one, you could see the Mandingo movie or one of the Blacks winning. Blacked Raw 3 was really good, and it's unique. I think that one might have a real good shot. The Burning Angel stuff's always good. It just has their style of performers and their, of course, great music. So I like those as well. So I'm just going to do the two categories because I want to go back to Ace's other email because I think it could be an interesting topic. And it's one that, you know, I may need some feedback on this feedback. Okay, so once again, Ace, who gave me great feedback, a shorter email this time, I'll read it in its entirety, then discuss. How old can a scene be and still be nominated? Department of Double Penetration 2 from Perv City, with Delilah Sky, Steve Holmes, and John Strong. The scene was made 30th of September 2016. Of all the DP scenes made during 2018, this scene was nominated by AVN. It was released in April of 2018, according to IAFD.com. but also released on 11/10/16, according to pervcity.com. If this wasn't a Perv City scene, would this have happened? End of email. That's an excellent point. AVN has their release criteria, and it's very clear the movie was released, or the scene, was released on DVD during 2018, and therefore it's within the eligible period between late 2017 and late 2018 when the nominations are open. It was released originally on 11/10/16. If we look closely, this isn't the only scene that's going to be like that. For years, Brazzers has been releasing their stuff online first. Lots of the big online companies do that, and they put their scenes on DVD later. AVN is still largely a movie or DVD-driven publication and website, and the awards show reflects that. Obviously it's their criteria, and I don't really have a problem with it. I see your point. The scene was actually, you know, almost a, a full year ahead of the eligibility period when it was online. But again, I think that gives web companies an opportunity. Yes, they have to put it on DVD first. Well, not really. That's not entirely true because, you know, the stuff from Riley Reid's website, Read My Lips, is, as far as I know, only available on her website. So you could see a change in that. It could be an original release date. It makes it harder for us to track down, obviously. Movies are easier for us to review. It's easier for AVN to catalog than having to watch how many hundreds of porn sites are there, all their releases every week. I think it's a good scene. It wasn't one of my top five in the category, but it is an excellent question. And I wonder if some of the other voters want to chime in. If you're listening, if you've ever voted, or other fans, what do you think about stuff that's not brand new being included? And to your question, if it wasn't a Perv City scene, would it have happened? That's an excellent question. Obviously, there's some gravitas with certain companies. I don't think anybody would deny that. I think AVN overall, the staff that puts this list together, I mean, it takes me 10 to 12 podcasts to go over these nominations. Think about the job of taking everything else and whittling it down to just these nominations. That's a huge task, and they do a pretty amazing job. Certainly, you're going to say a company like Perv City, anyone associated with Evil Angel, is going to have that gravitas because of their long-standing tradition of, you know, doing a great job. You know, you could argue if that scene wasn't good enough. You know, that's really, I think, a bigger question. I think other scenes that were released in 2016 probably do appear on the list. And I think you could probably take a look at it. So that's what I think. That's it. Again, Ace, I thank you for your email. Yes, I read it, and I you know, I really appreciate it. Can't promise to read everybody's comments, but right now we're not getting a lot of them. So I would like to cover as many as I can. You know, if you got something to say, something you like about the podcast, something you don't, something you like about the nominees, if you think I missed the boat completely, if you think it's great, tell me. You know, I really appreciate all the feedback. Try and keep it positive about the nominees because this is a big thing for them. That's it. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Check out RogerReviews.com. Check out the podcast. Got a channel over on YouTube if you'd like to check it out. Like and subscribe over there. Got to kind of censor that content a little bit. That's basically it. Thank you guys very much, and see you in episode 6.